Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. This is episode 291 of The Big Show, and I think we've got a really cool episode for you. I know I say that every week, but I really do think we have a cool episode for you. You know, I get that there's a lot of bad news out there. And I want to start off by giving you more of it. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to be flip. I don't mean to be insensitive. Clearly, there's a lot going on right now in the world that is deeply, deeply troubling. But I actually think that this is a time of opportunity. This is a time to listen and learn and grow and get better at what we do. And more to the point, I think it's entirely necessary that this is a time for us to listen and to learn and to grow. And the only way we can ever do that is if we confront the reality of where we are. If we confront the reality of the current situation and what it means for our businesses and for our brands in such a way that we can set ourselves up for future success. So, you know, I want to start with some data, just flat out data, and it's bad news, right? The data came out the other day that we are in a recession, and not that this should shock anybody. But I think what is probably more shocking about it is that the data certainly looks to say that we've really been in a recession since, February or so. And the reason I think that's worth noting is that that was before all the COVID-19 stuff really started to happen, at least in North America. I fully get that Asia has been dealing with it since probably December or possibly as early as November. And I certainly get that, you know, it started to come into Western Europe, maybe just a little bit earlier than that. But the reality is the recession seems to have predated that even still by a little bit. And the reason that it's worth noting this is that I was talking with a friend of mine who's heads up digital for a major heavy equipment manufacturer the other day. And he pointed out something that had never occurred to me, which is that often it's not the first crisis that hurts you. It's the second crisis. It's the one that makes the first crisis worse, the one that piles on a force multiplier, if you like, that really, really, you know, puts you in a bad position. And it's this compounding effect of the fact that we have a real health situation on one hand, and we are in a recession, on the other hand, that is starting to influence buyer behavior. Gallup did a poll, and I'm going to give a hat tip to Marketing Charts because that's where I saw it first. But Gallup did a poll that shows that half of American consumers surveyed in April, this is a quote from Gallup, half of American consumers surveyed in April say that in recent months they have spent less money than they used to. So we're at 51% right now. A year ago, we were at 32%. That's a pretty significant increase. That's a very significant increase. When you go from, you know, about a third to more than half, marginally more than half, but more than half, that's a big jump. Adding, you know, insult to injury, the report from Gallup is actually called Consumer Spending Pullback Similar to 2009-2010. So that's great, you know, that we're basically saying in the midst of the health crisis, we're also having great recession era levels of consumer lack of confidence, lack of spending. That is really not a good place to be. Even more troubling, again, according to the Marketing Charts write-up, is that more than one quarter of all adults surveyed are spending less and believe this will be their new normal in the years to come. One quarter, about 27%. So you've got a situation where a small problem, a declining economy was made bigger. That's the second crisis my friend was talking about. What could have been only a modest decline in demand has turned into a demand shock. And all of that is before we even get to the recent and very justified public unrest in the last few weeks that has spread from America to many other cities around the world. Adding insult to injury, or further insult to further injury, you know, according to multiple sources, COVID is not going away anytime soon. There's data from the Washington Post has collected that shows 14 states and Puerto Rico hit their highest seven-day average for new COVID-19 infections since the 1st of June. So this isn't going away anytime soon. And that leads to a real situation where we have to think about what do we need to do for consumers and what do we need to do for our customers to ease their burdens, to make their lives simpler right now. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the fact that there's really three things. I've talked about this before in a few episodes and other posts I've written other places. There was a Hospitality Net article that I wrote about post-crisis top three digital marketing action plan and why hotel marketers must think backyard and bundle when demand returns. But really, there are three separate and intertwined problems here. They're not entirely separate. They're three distinct things that happen to have strong relationships with one another. And the first is customers need to know that they're going to be able to stay healthy when they do the things we want them to do. This is a real problem, you know, especially with COVID-19 cases suddenly rising again. The second is customers need to have money to spend. We know that unemployment is at a record high. So again, that is a troubling data point. And then the third, that's completely related to these, but also separate from these, is that not only must they be healthy and they must have money, but they need to feel as though they need to trust that they can afford to do those things and stay healthy. It's one thing to have money in your pocket and feel healthy. It's another thing entirely to feel comfortable that both of those will remain true. This is not an either or. It's a yes and. And that's really critical. So here's where we start to talk about what you do about this. The first thing that you have to realize is that lots of companies are responding, and many of them are the people you would imagine. You know, I talked about a few weeks ago that Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft have a secret plan. You know, as a for instance of this, Mark Zuckerberg announced a Facebook Shops e-commerce platform for businesses, which is great because it gives you a way to actually sell stuff online if you don't. But it's less good because it gets Facebook more data around what your customers are doing. There's a rumor about Amazon buying JCPenney. There's another story going around that Amazon might be buying a self-driving car business. And in one of the more fascinating things I've run across in the last couple of days, some folks over on Michael Tsai's blog have suggested that Google might be scraping data from Amazon receipts in Gmail. Now, why are the big guys all doing this? It's that they get that data is the crown jewels, like we've talked about before. They get that the more data they have, the more listening they do, the more they understand what consumers actually want, what customers actually want, the better a position they're in to actually meet the needs of those customers. So I talked last week about why it's so important to use digital to listen right now, and I meant it from a social perspective, a social awareness perspective. It's also true from a business perspective. They really get that data is the keys to the kingdom. It's the crown jewels. And it's not just the big guys. E-consultancy has some research that shows nearly half of marketers are already using or testing machine learning. I've talked in the past about why AI makes big data little and why AI will change hospitality marketing forever. And yet, there's this crazy, crazy study that, again, Marketing Charts put up that showed 1 in 4 marketers say they always use data as part of their decision-making process. Now, wait, that sounds okay, right? Except it's not, because you got to turn it around. It's really saying 3 in 4 aren't always using data. That's nuts. We know that the big guys are doing it. We know that the little guys are doing it. We know that your customers' needs are changing rapidly, and we're not using data all the time to understand what's going on and to make the right decisions. That's insane. That's how you lose. That's how you set yourself up for failure. Microsoft used a phrase a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, in their quarterly earnings call that I used as the title of a podcast that says, we've seen 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. And you've heard me talk a lot about how AI won't steal your job, but smart people who put AI to work will. And this is how they're going to do it. This is how they're going to succeed. So if we're in a time of immense change, and if we're in a time when people have very real concerns, and if we're in a time when they're going to change their behaviors because of those realities, then it's particularly important to understand that change and adapt. And the only way you're going to do that is if you actually are using the data that's available, if you're actually listening to what's going on right now. So I've talked about things you can do, you know, in terms of how you can actually respond to this in an episode called Is a Recession More Likely This Year? But I'm going to recap these pretty quickly. You know, you've got to continue marketing. You've got to actually be out in front of your customers, but in a way that's appropriate to their current reality. You've got to choose your battles. You have to know we're not going to win every piece of business, and we have to be smart about what pieces of business we go after. You have to scale your offering correctly. If people have less money to spend, can you offer them value adds or bundle or a lower cost entry-level item that is more appealing? Can you be kind and empathetic in your messaging to your customers and, frankly, to your company, the people in your company, the employees, and to your community as we're all going through these challenges right now? Because the companies that are listening, the companies that are picking the right battles, the companies that are scaling their offering correctly, are the companies who are going to come out of this okay. Are the companies who are going to be around for a while. These are tough times, but you can be one of these companies. It's just a matter of doing the right things and listening and being there for your customers in ways that are appropriate to their needs. If you do that, you're going to be okay. It may not be fun every minute of the day. It may not be, you know, the best time of your life, but it is the time that you're going to learn the most from and put yourself in the greatest position to succeed in the long term. And ultimately, that's what we're all looking for. That's what we all need to do. And most critically, most importantly, that's what our customers expect and want us to do. And even in the toughest times, when you do right by your customers, you do right by your business. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 291. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Things Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe to Things Out Loud on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, whichever podcatcher you happen to prefer. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Things Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I should also point out we're on Spotify. You can find us there too. While you're in your favorite podcatcher, I'd also really appreciate it if you could provide us a positive rating or review. Those help new listeners to find us, it helps them understand what the show is all about, and it makes an enormous difference for us overall. You can also find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment increases large enterprise B2B website conversion with software as a service that automatically connects website visitors to the content they need to see to achieve their goals. Solo Segment does this using only anonymous data and machine learning to ensure privacy compliance, address the needs of anonymous visitors, and improve the efficiency of your marketing team. You can learn more by going to solosegment.com. Again, that's solosegment.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I always appreciate your listening and your being here. I say it week after week after week, and I know I say it week after week after week, but I have to tell you, especially in the times we're living in right now, it means the world to me that you take the time to listen to the show. I would not do this without you. So I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, take care of yourself physically and mentally. And I'll look forward to talking with you again here next time. Take care, everybody.